Today she is Misakva Mitzuyah Daf Tzadik Beis, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik Beis of an Aleph at the Mishnah, towards the fifth line of the Amid. It says the Mishnah, Eichel Poel Kishus, a employee, as we've been learning the halachas, of what an employee is entitled to enjoy from his employer's field. So it says the Mishnah, Eichel Poel Kishus, a person could eat a cucumber or a pumpkin, a feel of a dinner, even if it's worth a dinner. Kaseves, and the same thing, he can eat a fig, a feel of the dinner, even if that is worth a dinner. The Mishnah, the Rishonim say what the Mishnah means to say, that this halacha applies both by fruits and by vegetables. The worker is not entitled to eat more than the value of a salary. The Chum matirim, but the Chum say he may. Avil, says the Mishnah, we teach a person, Shlei Rafson, that he shouldn't eat that much, because if that is what he will be doing, nobody will ever want to hire him to work for them if it's not worth it that every time that he eats more than he produces. Says the Gemara, Chama and the Tanakama. So what's the difference, asked the Gemara, between the Chachamim and the Tanakama? Don't they both agree that he's entitled to eat as much as he wants? Answers the Gemara, Ikabinayu, the nafkamina between the Tanakama and the Chachamim is Abba Malamdin. Should we try to convince the person, train the person not to do this? Says the Gemara, the Tanakama less than Malamdin. The Tanakama says there's no reason to train the person not to do this. The Rabbanan, whereas the Rabbanan's opinion is Issa Malamdin, that even though halachically he's permitted, that we should try to train him not to do this. Another way of explaining the nafkamina suggests the Gemara between Tanakam and Chachamim. Ikabinayu de Rav Asi. They're arguing over the halacha that Rav Asi taught us. Amar Rav Asi, the filalai sachroi, even if he was only hired to liftsar eshkalachot, to pick one cluster of grapes, oichloi. So what happens here is that he's not even going to put into the basket of the work owner anything, because the one cluster that he's been hired, he's taking for himself. Tanakama is going to agree with Rav Asi. And that's why Tanakama says, Kishos, even if this is the only fruit, the only vegetable which he will be picking, and even though it's worth more than his salary, it doesn't make a difference. He's entitled to eat it. Whereas Rabbi Loza disagrees and says that he's never allowed to eat more than the value of a salary. And the Chum disagree with Rabbi Loza, and they say that he may eat more than his salary, but at least there has to be something put into the basket of the owner. And if this is the only cluster of grapes, this is the only pumpkin, and that's what he was hired to collect, and if he's going to eat it, then nothing will be left for the owner, then he says that the Chama will agree that he doesn't have a right to eat it. Bamar Vasi. And now the Gemara teaches us another halacha der Vasi Turas. Afil lai batza al eshkal echad, even if somebody only collected one cluster of grape, oichlai, the halacha is, he says the Gemara, that he may eat it. Ask the Gemara, isn't this the same as the previous din that Rabbi Loza is teaching us how much he's limited and what he may eat? Says the Gemara, no. The tzricha, the yashmin ha-kamisa, if we would have only learned the first halacha, where he was hired to take one cluster of grapes, we would say that that's where the halacha is, where he's maybe allowed to eat it or not. There's nothing else to put into the owner's basket, and if we're going to require him to give it to his owner, then he won't have what to eat. To his employee, won't have what to eat. Aval hechadik lemesel kel shel bal bayis. But if somebody was hired to work for a whole day, so even if he'll eat the first cluster of grapes, there'll be other grapes that he could put into the basket. There'll be other grapes that he could eat. So maybe the halacha should be, first he should put something at least into the basket and then begin eating. If we would only learn the halacha that a worker was hired for the whole day, he could take the first fruit that he picks, because at the end of the day, he's going to have what to give to his employer. Aval hecha, where he was only hired to collect one fruit, one cluster, that if he eats it, the lefshel akriyon b'soif, so nothing will ever be put into the owner's basket. Emaloi, maybe under those circumstances, he should not be entitled to eat it, and he should have to give it to his employer. Tzricha, that's what we had that both halacha. The Ramah, and Chayshim Mitzvah Shimon Shin Lamedvav Siv Zayin, doesn't agree with Rav Asi either of the two halachas we just learned. And he, the Ramah paskins that if a worker was hired to only collect one fruit, he may not eat it. And furthermore, the Ramah says, even if an employee was hired to work an entire day, he should not eat the first fruit that he picks, but first at least put something into the basket of his employer, and only afterwards may he start eating. And the Prisha, in explaining the Ramah's opinion, which is contrary to Rav Asi, said, because the Torah said that you have to be a worker. You have to be a worker to be entitled to eat. But if you haven't put anything into the basket, or you're not going to be putting anything into the basket, then you cannot be considered a worker. And what's required here is that you should be at least a worker. Ibai Seima, another way suggests the Gemara of understanding the machloikus between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, Ika Benai the Rav. The Nafkamina will be the Aloch of the Rav Tortoise. Dama Rav Tortoise, Matzosi Megillah Storm Berbchia. I found a document. As we know, the Gemara teaches us that Dvarim Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, may not be committed to writing. And the reason we have Torah Shebal Peh is because Eis Lasos LaShem Efer Torah Secha. What Rebbe saw is that people did not remember the Torah that they were learning. And because people weren't remembering the Torah that they were learning, he saw that there was no other option but to allow Torah Shebal Peh to be committed to writing. But before, originally, that wasn't what was permitted. However, when somebody learned something in yeshiva, and it was something that he wanted to remember, they would write small notes. Megillah, they would write small notes to help them remember it. And those are called throughout Shas, Megillah Storim. So Rav says, Matzasi Megillah Storim Be'er B'chiyah, I found such notes in the yeshiva of B'chiyah, the Kosovah, and it was said there, that Isi ben Yehuda Omer, the pasuk teaches us, the pirate says that a person may enter somebody else's field to eat the produce. When the Tanakhama says that the worker is entitled to eat, he's going to say it's only a worker who's entitled to eat, and will not say that anybody else is allowed to eat. And therefore, he obviously will not be agreeing with Isi. On the other hand, the Chachamim will hold that only a worker is eat. And since even if you're not, he also would agree, Isi, that even if you're not a worker, you're allowed to eat. And therefore, even if we're lenient on a non-worker to allow him to eat, certainly a worker could be more lenient and let him eat even more than what he's entitled, even more than his salary. Vamarav, Lesavik Islachai Braya. Now that Isi has taught us, says the Gemara, that anybody can enter anybody's field and eat his fruit, so nobody will ever be able to have a parnasa. Amrav Ashi, Amrita Lishmat Kamed Rav Kahana, I just said, he repeated to Rav Kahana what we just learned. Dilma says the Gemara, when Isi ben Yehuda was lenient and letting people work and eat, and somebody, not work, just eat from other people's fields, Dilma b'oisim b'sudosan, they have to at least work as much as they're equal to what they take. Davdav v'achlu, because they're working to pay off what they took. Vamali, and Rav Kahana said, afil hachi, even if you're correct in your interpretation of what you're saying Isi says, and Isi is only being lenient for somebody who works as he takes food, nichla inish, we could still understand why Rav was dissatisfied with what Isi said. Because nichla inish, loiga guruv and nekdil fatarasei, people would prefer to hire employees and let them work. And yes, as we're learning, employees that work are entitled to collect, to take fruit, but they would rather that, that everybody should be able to come into the field and eat and take whatever they want. That becomes uncontrollable. Ask the Gemara, Ibailuhu. So now the Gemara asks, when the Torah says, as we're learning, that the employee may eat, how does the halacha look at this right? Is it that this is considered part of his salary? Part of the salary of every Jewish employee is that he gets to eat from the produce of the field. Or it's a special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to workers, a special right, but it's not that it's necessarily part of his salary. Ask the Gemara Lamai Nafkamina, what is the Nafkamina between these two approaches? Says the Gemara, the Amar Tanu L'Ishtei Bonai, in a situation that the employee said that whatever I'm entitled to eat, I want should be given over to my family. If we say that Allah is that it's really his, it's part of his salary package, anybody could dictate that his salary should be given to whomever he wants the salary to be given. That's a special right that he was given, so we could suggest, only to him, only to the worker, did the Torah give this special privilege. It wasn't something that was given to the rest of the family. And now the Gemara wants to know, what is the halacha? So, as we understand, that as we just understand Mishal Shemayim, it's a special right that he gets Mishal Shemayim. So Rashi explains that the worker only acquires the produce after he takes hold of them to eat. Before that, he doesn't have any legal ownership on them, and therefore he can't give it away. So there are those that say that Rashi will agree that once the worker takes hold of the produce, then he becomes the legal owner of those produce, and even if we'll say Mishal Shemayim Hu Oichel, he would be allowed to give that produce at that point to others. Tosfos disagrees. The Ramaskali Amrit disagrees with Rashi, and he says, "What the Torah, if we say Mishal Shemayim Hu Oichel, what it means to say is that only what the worker puts actually into his mouth and eats is his, but anything else is not his." So even if he picked it up, it wouldn't help because it's not his, only it's given to him to eat and nothing else. As we discussed in a previous shiurim, this would be relevant to a question that if somebody's a guest and he takes the portion of food served to him by his host and gives it to a woman for kedushin, is the kedushin valid? We know that kedushin is only valid with something that belongs to the chassan. The Riaz says, because once he takes the food from his host, it becomes his. But says the Riaz, that says the Marit, it really depends if you follow the opinion of Rashi or Tosfos. If you follow the opinion of Rashi, the Rashi says that the moment you pick it up, it becomes yours. And even if we say Mishal Shemayim, at that point it becomes yours. So then, as soon as you picked it up, it's yours, and then you have to give, and you can give it to do a kedushin. It's considered yours. However, if we follow the opinion of Tosfos, that Tosfos says it actually never really becomes yours. It only becomes yours to the degree that you're allowed to eat it, but you never really get ownership of it. So then the halacha would be very different. And then the halacha would be that you can never use it for, you can never use it to affect a kedushin. So the Gemara has this question. Tashma. So the Gemara wants to answer this question from learning our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Oichel Poel Kishis, a poel could eat, work, could eat the cucumber fill with dinner. The service of fill with dinner. If we're saying that it's part of his salary package, says the Gemara, doesn't make any sense that he's being hired for a sixth of a zuz, and he'll get the right to eat fruit, vegetables that are equal a zuz, six times salary. How can we suggest that the benefit is so much more valuable than the actual salary? So says the Gemara. So based because of this, you're suggesting that Elamai, Mishamayim Shuoichel, that this is a special privilege they got Mishamayim. Says the Gemara, we still haven't solved the problem. The question that we just raised, Soif Soif, Oyge Bedanka V'Ochel Bezuzo, Elamai Yislachamema, Rachmana Zochelei, that this is a special privilege that Torah gave him. If that's the way we're going to say, Hachinami, even if we'll say that it's Minashamayim, that's part of his package, his salary package, we'll explain, Rechmona Zochalei, that is what the Torah gave him. So the Gemara still asked the question. Toshma, so we continue learning our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rebbe Lozach Chesma Oimer, Lo Yoichel Poel Yoisal Scharoi, V'chachome Matirim. My love, what is the Machloikis? V'hokim Efkli, Ma'asovim Shalo Yoichel, since it's his, therefore, he should not, says Rebbe Lozach Chesma, we can't, it doesn't make sense that he should be entitled to eat more than the value of a salary. Ma'asovar, whereas the Chacham hold, Mishishlaim Huaychel, says the Gemara, and that's why, that's a privilege that the Torah gave him, says the Gemara, that is not the way to understand the Machlaikas. It could well be the Kulama, everybody's actually in agreement, the Shalai Huaychel. It's considered his own, part of his salary, part of his benefit package. There's a different issue going on here. The Torah said, and the machlokes here is, how do we understand those words when the Torah says the words, k'nafshecha sovecha? Mar sover, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is, k'nafshecha b'dova shemoysa nafshelov, the amount that you're allowed to eat is the amount that's equal to your salary. Because that's what people do. People give up, do a lot of things to be able to get their salary. And the Torah is limiting the right to that amount. Where is the Chacham hold? Just like nefesh. If you muzzle yourself, a potter, you have a right to muzzle yourself. And the Torah is saying that that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. But the Torah is not talking about the value of what he ate. Toshma. So Gemara brings another raya. Nozer, if the worker is a nozer, and he was hired to work in a field, in a grape field, the halach is, and he said, Tnu lishti l'bonai, and he said, give, instead of giving to me the grapes, which I may not eat, give it to my family. The halach is, ain't shamim loy. Says the Gemara, yam mishloy oichel, if we're saying it belongs to him, so why doesn't he have a right to assign it to his family? Amai ain't shemloi. Why doesn't he have a right to assign it to his family? Says the Gemara, there it's a whole different consideration. There the consideration is, hasam mishum leich leich amrina nazira. Whenever we have a nazir, we tell him to stay away, walk away from the field that has grapes. Walk around about the kamala sikrav. And that's why we take a very strong position and not letting him have, not only not him eating the grapes, but not even be able to give it to his family. The reason is because that we should be, that he should not come to any connection with it. So I saw the Satmar Rebbe asks, here the Gemara introduced a very understandable concept. And that is that if somebody may not eat something We have to do whatever we can to make sure he doesn't eat it. But why is that specifically by a nazir? Why isn't there a halacha, and we'll talk about it in a moment, that anybody should be prevented from getting close to something which is also for him to eat because he may come to eat it? Says the Satmar Rebbe. Says the Satmar Rebbe, of course, everybody has to do whatever it takes to stay away from something that's usur, for there is a real concern that if he won't live that way, he may come to eat something that he's not allowed to eat. But here we're speaking about a nazir. What does a nazir represent? A nazir represents a person who's holy. And maybe we would think that such a person doesn't need to be prevented from eating something that he's not allowed to eat. Teaches us the Gemara that even if you're a nazir, you have to be careful not to come close to something you're not allowed to eat. And that's why I saw that there are paiskim that suggest that the halacha is that people should avoid working with non-kosher meat. Even besides the issue of schar b'davar asr, let's say you don't own the business, so it's not schar b'davar asr, but there's a concern that you may come, if you come close to something not kosher, you may chas v'shalom come to eat it. The pasuk says by Shimshon, v'yeh in shayftim perik yudala pasuk hey and vav. The pasuk says v'yeh in Shimshon v'ovav v'imaytim nasa, v'yavah kamli timasa, v'nei kfir ariyah yish shaygig l'krasai. They came to the city of Timnah, and their lions coming out. The titzlach olav ruach Hashem, and says the pasuk, Shimshon had this ruach Hashem, and he ripped the lions apart like one would rip a goat. So ask the Gra, I don't understand. Shimshon is traveling together with his parents to Timnasa. So his parents obviously see that he was able to prevail over the lion. What happened over here? So the Gra says that the Pasuk says that the lion was going l'krosoi. It was coming towards him. The pasuk does not say l'krosom to them. Why was it that way? So he says, the pasuk says they came to Karmei Timnasa. They came to the vineyards of Timnasa, of Timnah. Shimshon was a nazir. And we just learned in our Gemara that a nazir is not allowed to go near a vineyard. Schar, schar. The Gemara just said that he has to go round about. So Shimshon's parents weren't Nazirim. Since they weren't Nazirim, they walked through the vineyard. But Shimshon, because as our Gemara just taught us, had to stay away from the vineyard. So he went in a roundabout manner. That's where he was met up with the lions. But the parents weren't walking with him, so they never saw that whole episode of him being able to rip up the lions. Tashma, continues the Gemara, we're still with our question. How does the halacha look at the right of the worker to the food that he's eating? Tashma, parsha matanu lishti banai. If a worker said, what I deserve to give to my family, ain shamalai, says the Gemara, vi amrit, if we're going to say mishalai waichal, that it's a part of his salary, part of what he's entitled to eat. So then the question is, am I ain't shaymaloi? Why is he not entitled? Says the Gemara, my poil. What is the definition of a poil? Nazir. And we're speaking about a nazir who is not allowed to eat the grapes, says the Gemara, but we just learned the brisa, and that's when the halacha is, and it's still the halacha, and that's what the brisa is coming to teach us, that they shouldn't give to this family to eat, because if they give he'll give the family, he may come to eat. But ask the Gemara, how could you say this Bryce is speaking about a nazir? Vatanya nazir, vatanya poil. Haven't we learned previously the Bryce of nazir? Isn't that an indication that this Bryce is not speaking about a nazir? It's talking about every employee. Answers the Gemara, midigabadadadi tanyan. If these two statements were in one brisa, says the Gemara, then it would be very understandable. The brisa speaks about a nazir, and the brisa speaks about a poyel.
two different, the Brisa and the Poel is not the Nazir. But the two Brises are not taught together. So even though the second Brisa used the word Poel, it really means a Nazir, and we don't have a Raya to our question. Toshma, Nayan, says the Brisa, Nayan, the Poel Shama Tundulish, the Ibonai. If the worker says, give what I'm entitled to eat to my family, ain't Shemalai, we don't pay attention. Shnema, Vakelicha, Atite. Just like you're not allowed to take the food that you're eating and put it into your basket, so too, you're not allowed to give it to your family. Clearly an indication that Mishal Shemayim. The Chitema, says the Gemara Hochinami, will say here too, what's meant is that we're speaking about a Nazir, Yochi, so then says the Gemara, that's, so when the Brisa says that you're not allowed to give it to your family, the Brisa should have said, the reason is not because Bishum Akali Chalai Titein. Reason is, as we just finished explaining, the special rule that applies by a Nazir of Leich Nech Am Nazira, we keep a Nazir away from any grape products, says the Gemara. And a Chanami, that is what the Brisa is talking about a Nazir. The either the Tani, Beloshim Poil, but the Nazir here is described as a worker. So that's why the Brisa used a wording, a pasuk, cause loss of Nakra Poil, speaks about a pasuk that makes sense when we speak about a worker. Tashma. So again, we don't have a Raya. Tashma. Hasoiches a Poil Lixus Betainim. If somebody hires a worker to put out dates to dry, Hareza Oichel, the halacha is that he's allowed to eat from those dates, Upatam and Amaisa, because since these dates are intended to be dried, so since they're intended to be dried, they didn't have yet Gemar Malacha, the Nat Chayiv and Meiser, and therefore, since the Nat Chayiv and Meiser, he's entitled to eat from them, and there's no issue that you have to take off Meiser first. If the worker, however, stipulated with his employer, Amnash Oichla Niubni, that not only may I eat from these fruits, but even my son, Oishyoichla Bni Beschari, or he said that my son should eat instead of me, the halach is who Oichel Potter, he's allowed to eat and be Potter from my son, because the Torah gave him the right. Ubnai Oichel, but the son who doesn't have the right to eat, the only reason he's reading, eating, because that was part of the deal that the father made. So now it's considered something that he bought. It's considered that there was a mekachomemke, there was a transaction over these fruits. And the halacha is that once there's a transaction of fruit, it's considered like the fruit is nigmar malachtoi. It's considered as if it's finished being processed. And there's a chiv meiser, and since there's a chiv meiser, one can't eat it because meiser was taken off. So there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. What happens if I buy fruit, and it's not nigmar malachtoi? Is a chayiv a meiser or not? The Pash Pshat on the Gemara is that it's Chayiv B'maisa. And that's the way Rashi learns. Other Rishonim say it's not that it's necessarily Chayiv B'maisa, but it's enough that it should not be allowed that I should eat it as a worker. We're going to learn like Rashi ever. But if we're eating that the employee is entitled to eat, so V'noi my Chayiv, and he's instead of taking the food for himself, he's giving it to his son. So then this concept of mekach is not relevant. If it's not relevant, so why can't the son eat? Answers the Gemara here is a different consideration. Amar Ravina shen mechzik mekach. Somebody who sees the son eating doesn't recognize that the father had said to let my son eat instead of me. They think that this father had included that in his contract with his employer. That means it's a mekach, and that's why people not realizing that that's not what happened here. People will therefore the son may not eat. Tashma, hasoicha as a poel las benatoshevei shaloi. We know that everything grows from a tree in the fourth year, the fruit that grows from the tree has the same din as Maisa Sheni. As the Pasuk says, U'b'shana Erviyas, Yir Kol Piriyah Kodesh Hilulam Hashem. And since the Torah by Maisa Sheni uses the same words, Kodesh LaHashem, the halacha is you have to take either the fruit up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, or you have to redeem it and take the money up to Yerushalayim and eat and buy food with it. So the halacha is Hasoiches Apoil, and just for the record, the halacha b'zmanazeh when that revayi applies, but because all of the halachas don't apply, the halacha what is done is that they're poided the Natar Revayi, they redeemed the Natar Revayi, but they redeem it even on a small amount of money, because as we learned, Hegdash Nifta Apok Meshavapruta Mechulal. So Tashma, Asoiches Apoy Lassus B'Natar Revayi Shaloi. You hire your worker to work on your Natar Revayi produce. So the loch is, Hare Elu Layechlu. He may not eat it. And as the Mukhiyosa explains, it's maybe the work, what was the purpose of the employer notifying the employee that this is Natar Revayi? The purpose of this notification is that he should know that this is Natar Revayi and he's foregoing his right to eat fruit. Vimlayidia, and the worker was Maida, it was Michael. Vimlayidiam, but if the employer didn't notify the employee the status of this fruit, Paida Machilim, the owner has to be redeemed the fruit that the worker should be able to eat from it. But ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that the entire right that a worker has to the fruit is a special schus that was given to him from the Torah, so why do we force the employer to be paid to redeem them? There's certain foods that the Torah gave him the right to eat, and there's certain foods that the Torah didn't give him to eat. Obviously, Natar Revayi is not what's included in what he's allowed to eat. Hasam, says the Gemara, the reason over there why we force the owner to be paid them, because it looks like that if people will see that the worker is complaining, you misled me. So to avoid that problem, that's why this is done. Amos Sefer, let's continue. The Sparsa Gulov, somebody had his dried dates, dried figs, which were normally pressed together, and they separated, and now he hires a worker to attach them. The Spachtu Chav Yosef, his barrels were opened up, and he hired workers to close them. Hare'elu lo yechelu, the workers may not eat from them, because they clearly already had Gemar Malacha, and since they clearly already had Gemar Malacha, the worker may not eat from it anymore. Vimloyadim, if he did not tell the worker that this is what happened here, the Aloch is Maiser Machilim. The owner should take off Maiser, so he should be able to eat. Ask the Gemara, V'yam Mishul Shemai Moichel. It was saying that this is a special new rule that he got the right to eat from the Torah, so why are we forcing the owner to take off Maiser so that the worker should be able to eat? Amai Maiser Machilon, why don't we just say, Isura Lezach LeRachmana. This is the kind of food where this special rule wasn't said. V'chi Teima, so says the Gemara, we'll say the same teretz as we said a moment ago. Hachnami Mishun Demechzi Kemekech Tos, because the worker says, well, I was never aware that that was the situation. Says the Gemara, I understand Bishlam in the Sparas Agulav where the cakes of figs opened up, Mechzik Mekech Tos, because he thought that he was hired to work with figs that were not yet Nigmar Malachtay. Elm Spat Chavius, my Mekech Tos Ika. Everybody knows that once the produce, once the wine was put into a barrel, made the other dead bill of Maisa. So how could he claim Mekech Tos? Answers the Gemara, what happened here was, Omer of Ashi, Shnespatru Chviyos Labar. When the barrels opened up, they were poured into the wine press. And the workers were hired to take that wine out of the wine press and then put it back into the basket, into the barrel. The worker sees wine in the pit, in the wine pit, and he doesn't know that this wine was already once in barrels, that once the wine was in barrels at one point, it's already chayiv and meiser. That's why he could claim a mekach tash. But ask the Gemara, v'atanya, yayim mishirei labar, once the wine is in the wine pit, it's already chayiv and meiser. So even if he didn't know, and he could honestly claim, I had no way of knowing that this wine was once in the barrels, but I do know that the wine is in the wine pit. And once the wine is in the wine pit, it's also already chayiv and meiser. Answers the Gemara, this Mishnah follows the opinion of Akiva, the Omar, that wine is not considered nigbar, only mishiyukva. Only after the wine that's in the wine pit, after it ferments, there was sediment and other impurities that floated to the top, and then they removed. Only then do they become chayiv and meiser. The Omar, and therefore the workers say, lo have yadinun, we weren't aware that this wine had already been clarified. And therefore, they say, we thought we're going to be able to eat, and now you're telling us it's a later point in the process. That's why it says it's a mekach tash. The name lehu. But why can't the employer say to them, ask the Gemara, you should have perhaps thought that maybe the wine is already clarified, purified, says the Gemara, because here it's the Mishnah is referring to a situation that in a place, but after the hugav the nogin iyam mikvah, the person that's hired to take off the wine out of the wine pit is also the person who is the one that clarifies. So he was certain that the wine that he was hired to work with was not yet clarified, and therefore he'll have the right to drink from that wine. And now when he discovers that the wine was already in a barrel or was already clarified, that's why he claims mekach tash. Says the Gemara. However, the Hasid Tani Rizvid, but the Beir of Oishia, now that we learned the Braisa in the Yeshiva of Oishia, that Yayin Mishabarad Leber V'yikfe, that when is wine considered a Gemar Malacha? Only when it's in the pit and you take off the impurities. When you put it into the barrel and take off the impurity, we could say that we don't have to say that the barrels broke and the wine fell back into the bar. What happened here was the workers could say that we thought, we didn't know that the wine that's in this barrel has already been clarified. And the way we're learning now is that according to Rabbi Kiva, that until the wine is clarified in the barrel, it's not nigmar malachta. V'neimelhu, to which the Gemara asks, why can't the employer say to the workers, why don't you think that maybe that was already the case, that the wine has been clarified? Answers the Gemara, the reason they could say we didn't think that that was the case, because the Asra, the Mishnah speaking about a case, the person who closes the barrel is also he was hired to close the barrel, and usually that person is also the one that clarifies any impurities on the top of the wine in the barrel, and that's why he could legitimately claim, I thought that I would still be able to drink from this wine, because it wasn't Nigmar Malachtoi, and that's why Chazal said, if it was Nigmar Malachtoi, the employer should be paid the Maisa Sheni, so that he should be able to drink the wine. So we're still back to our original question. How do we look at the poil that the worker who eats from the produce, Mishol Ayhu Eichel, or Mishol Shemayim Eichel? Tashma, we're going to learn a Mishnah in tomorrow's Shir, Daf Tzad Gimel, Kaitetz Adamai Dei Atzmai. A person, a worker, can make the following stipulation with his employer that he won't eat. And he won't eat, and he'll get more of a salary. He can make that Ayhdei Atzmai for himself, that he won't be entitled to eat and get better salary. That if somebody's adult children were hired and he's working out the contract for his adult children, he can make such a stipulation with the employer. The same for his adult servants, his wife, because they all have the intelligence to agree to such a condition. If he's making such an arrangement that his children who are ketanim are working, he can't make such a stipulation. Similarly, he can't make such a stipulation for his children who are ketanim, or not for his animal. All of them don't have the mental capacity to be meichel, because that, so he can't affect mechila on their behalf. Ask the Gemara, kasalka datach. So now the Gemara develops the point. Kasalka datach, the mala mezoinus, that we're speaking about a case that the husband, the father, the husband of the wife, the father of these children, and the owner of these servants, provide them mezoinus. So since he provides them mezoinus, he's entitled to their salary. So yeah, Bishlama, if we'll say Mishal Shemayim Oichel, that their rights are given Mishal Shemayim, Shemhoicha Ein Koitzitz. You can't make a condition for your children, because even though you're entitled to their salary, but this that they're eating, the produce, is not part of their salary. It's Mishal Shemayim. They're getting this food from a special schus that the Shemayim, that Torah gave them, and they don't have the, and you don't have the ability to make that they should be Meichel. Eliam Mishaloi Meichel, but if he's serving them and he owns their salary, and the food that you eat is part of the salary, so why can't Kantanam Nami Nakutzla, why can't he make the stipulation? Answers the Gemara, Hachemai Skidin. We're speaking about a case, that Mishnah says the Gemara, speaking about a case, he's not providing them Zionists, and therefore he can't make these kind of conditions. Says the Gemara, if he's not providing them Zionists, so he has no ownership over their salary. So ask the Gemara, Yochi G'doylem Nami, why by G'doylem did the Mishnah say he can make such a stipulation? He doesn't have any ownership over their salary. Answers the Gemara, G'doylem, you're right, he doesn't have rights over the salary, but Yodiv Kamachli, they know what he's doing and they're agreeing to what he does. Says the Gemara, Va Tan Rabbi Isha taught us in a Braisa, Kaitz Adam Aide Atzmai, a person can make a stipulation on his own, for his own work, Vaidei Ishtoi, Avaldei Laidei Behemtoi. He can't say that my animal won't eat. As we learned extensively, the Torah says, Loisachs Mishab Adisha, you may not muzzle an animal. Aidei Benoi Bita Agdoilim, Avaldei Benoi Bita Ektanim, the Kaitz Aidei Avdei Vishfkosa Ektanim, Bang Doilim Bang Ktanim. Now the Mishnah is saying that, how do we reconcile? Our Mishnah said you can't make a condition over your evidence shifcha or ketanim, and here it says it can. My love, we're going to have to explain that idvi, both the Mishnah and the Brice are speaking about a case malon and bezoinus. And we're going to have to explain that what is the subject of dispute between the Mishnah and the Brice, or b'hokamifki. The master of the Brice holds mishaloi oichel, what you eat is considered part of your salary, and since it's considered it's part of your salary, you can make stipulations, you can make deals over it. And so, Masover, whereas the Mishnah says, is of the opinion, Mishal Shemayim Uoichel, and therefore, you can make deals over something that's not yours. Says Marloi, that's not the way we have to learn. Everybody can agree that Mishal Uoichel, Vloy Kashi, Bekam, Mishal Lam Zoinus, the Mishnah speaking, where he's not giving them Zoinus, and therefore, he has no rights. Rice of Amala Mazoinus, says the Gemara, B'maya Kimta. So how are we saying that the Bryce is speaking about a case where he is giving them Panosa, B'mala Mazoinus? So if he's giving them Mazoinus, Yochik Tani Namitzloi, even by Ketanim he should be able to make such a deal, because everything that they earn belongs to him. Says the Gemara, even if he gives them Mazoinus, and because he gives them a Zionist, he is entitled to all of their earnings. Tzara de Benoy Bita Egdanim Loizach Rechmana. He doesn't own the pain that they suffer when there's food that they can't eat. Ask the Gemara. So B'maya Kimtel Masnisen. How are we explaining the Mishnah that it shouldn't be in Raya that's Mishal Shemayim? We're speaking about Mishem Malam Mazoinus, that he's not providing them Mazoinus, and that's why he can't make deals over their salary because he's not taking care of them. Says the Gemara, Hanicha, but this will make sense according to the opinion that Ein Rav Yochaloim will ever say Miven Zomcha. You can't separate. An owner cannot tell his Eved, work, but I won't serve you food, shopper. So now we could understand why you can't make such a stipulation for those Avodim, who are Ktanim, because since he's not providing them Mazoinus, he isn't in control of their salary. Eleman, Dom Yochel Rav Loim Laseyem Yivein Zimcha, that an owner could tell his Eved, work, you have to work, but I'm not supporting you. So he's still the owner. So why can't he, if Mishaloi Hu Eichel, why can't he be making stipulations? We would have to explain the Mishnah and the Braisa speaking about why he's not supporting them. And this will be the Machloikus. The Tan of the Braisa is going to hold Yochel, that owner could say, and therefore, even though he's not supporting them, he still owns their salary and he can make these kind of deals. When you're not supporting, and Yochel, you can't make deals over salary of Avodim who you are not supporting. Rav Yochanan Dami Yochel Rav, so says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan says that an owner could say to his Eved, say, so it turns out, ask the Gemara, Shavik Masnisen, he's not following the Mishnah, because according to where we're learning now, the Mishnah holds the Ein Rav Yochel Loim El Eved, that you can't make that kind of a rate, you can't make that kind of a, you can't treat your Eved that way, and he's following the Braisa. So because of this, the Gemara changes. And the Gemara says, everybody agrees, Mishal Shemayim Malcham. You can't, that's Mishal Shemayim. V'loim Motzi Kotzitz. And in all cases, he can't make any deals over this, because it's not salary, and it's not his to make deals over. It's Mishal Shemayim. My coach, Dom Ravosha. So why did Ravosha say that you can't make such stipulation? What he's talking about is Mazoinus. That he could tell the owner that you'll serve my Eved a lot of Mazoinus before they work, and therefore they won't be interested in eating any of the produce that they collect. Says the Gemara, that's what the Braisa means, the Kavasoga Behema. So we could say the same by an animal, that Tevin, that the owner can make this condition, and Tevin, Nokutzla, why can't he make a condition that the give my animal a lot of straw so it won't eat any produce? Ella, so why by an animal can you not make such a condition? And the Braisa says that because we learned in a previous year, Daf Tzadik, that that's mutter. So if that's what the case is, by an animal, why can't you make this kind of stipulation? El Balkamifki, the Ma'asavar, we're going to have to say, in the Braisa holds Mishaloi Oichel, that indeed the produce that you get is part of your salary, and since it's part of your salary, then you are able to make those stipulations by people whose salary belong to you, whether, and the simplest way is learning is because you're supporting them, or Ma'asavar, and the Mishnah holds the Shmaimu Oichel, and therefore, even though the salary belongs to you, you have no right to make deals over something which is not part of the salary, but it's a special schus that was given them to them, Mina Shemayim.